Psalm 103 in your Bibles, please. Psalm 103, I'm aware of the time and grateful for the time that we do have. And so we will take full advantage of it and try not to waste time tonight. Psalm 103 in your Bibles. And we're beginning a series next week in the Psalms. And I'm very excited about that. And so you say, oh, another series, Pastor, how long is this going to take? Well, there's at least 150 chapters in the book of Psalms, so that might give you an idea. You can't count next week, because next week's going to be kind of the introductory message, and then there's always a conclusion message as well in a series. And so, you say, well, what's tonight? Well, it's kind of the introduction to the introduction, okay? And so you can't count tonight either. So you don't start that until a couple of weeks from now. But anyways, I'm excited about what God has for us in this series. I want to encourage you to be faithful and to invite people to church. Remind others. You see people on Sunday morning. It's great to see them on Sunday morning. Amen. It's great to see them on Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your faithfulness. But if you give them a nudge from the Holy Spirit and say, hey, we got a series coming on Sunday on Wednesday nights. Why don't you come join us? And be better than just a bunch of uplifting messages from the book of Psalms. And so I'm looking forward to it. And while this is not necessarily an introduction message, it's kind of an overview of a heart that I think we need to have. There's a focus, I believe, in Psalm 103 that conveys the heart of God's intention as believers in our everyday lives, without question, but specifically in what we're getting into in the Psalms, as we approach the book of Psalms, kind of a heart in this book that we need to have as we approach each Psalm. And I'm gonna talk more about some of these sayings next week, but each Psalm is different, right? And some of them will be directed more towards Psalm 78 is a psalm of history. It's beautiful, and then Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. And there's psalms that are about God's judgment. There's psalms that are prayers to God about deliverance. But each one lends itself to maybe something different areas specifically. But as a whole, our approach to these specific areas ought to come from a heart that desires to honor God. So I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I want to encourage you to be a part of it. So if you'll stand with me, we'll read Psalm 103, and we'll just read the first five verses tonight. Psalm 103, verse 1, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Verse 20. "Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure." Would you read verse 22 with me out loud? Ready, begin. "Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." I cannot say for sure that's going to be the title of the series yet. I'll let you know next week. It's looking that way, but that is the title of the message tonight. So, bless the Lord. Let's pray and we'll get into it. God in heaven, Lord, we're thankful for the opportunity we have tonight. And I need you tonight. And Lord, I thank you for each individual person here. Thankful for Northwest Baptist Church. And Lord, you have a message for us tonight. And I just pray you'd help me to say the words which you have me to say, that you'd be glorified and honored. And then through our response to your word, Lord, may you be pleased and guide there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our God is a God of blessings, is he not? I've said it, I don't know how many times in the last year, And hopefully you don't get tired of hearing it. The truth is there always, but there has not been a day in your life where God has not been good to you. God's blessings are abundant. They are full. They are unending. And it's amazing what God's blessings are. Turn to Psalm 68, if you would, in your Bibles. Brother Dave Hardy's here tonight. I didn't know he was coming. I did offer him an opportunity to preach, and he declined. But he offered to take us out for ice cream afterwards, and I thought it was kind of interesting because I was going to talk about ice cream tonight. Not us, as in all of us. I don't think he's inviting all of you out. You can come, but you have to buy your own food or your own ice cream. But anyways, wow, I just made everybody feel jealous here tonight. Sorry about that. But we've been having split nights in our teen night, and I'm thankful for the teens we've been picking up. It's just, as you know, mostly it's all outreach. We've seen several get saved this summer, and sometimes they're here on a Wednesday night, sometimes they're not. They're here on Sunday mornings, and sometimes on a Sunday night. That night, I had about 5 guys. She had about 15 girls. And so we had a banana split night because it's split night. Guys with myself and girls with my wife. And Miss Katrina's been helping out with that some. And just thankful for how God's been using that. We're back together now. But we have banana split night. How many like banana splits? I mean, come on. That's what I'm talking about. How many do not like banana splits? How many like bananas? How many like ice cream? But you don't like them together. Okay. It's just good stuff. All right. And so when I eat ice cream, I go all out. No, I don't do the whole, that Brill Cream commercial, just a dab will do it. No, I go all out. Okay. I mean, she had it lined up a week ago or so, 2 weeks ago. And so we had the ice cream right here, and she typically will dip the ice cream ahead of time. So the teens aren't, Jesse doesn't take like the whole thing by himself, okay? But and so she dipped the ice cream, and I got up there, and it was my turn. I'm just thinking, that's just not going to do it. That's just not enough. And teens had already gone through, so there was ice cream left. It's like, well, we don't want to waste that, so we got to put it to good use. So I dipped some more ice cream, and I treated, you ever get like a triple dip ice cream cone? Okay. Well, treat the bowl like it's the cone. And then add all the ice cream and toppings proportionately to that, So anyways, I added more ice cream. And then next to that, there was the chocolate syrup Hershey's, right? So I put that on there. You can't just put a little bit. I mean, you got to get it on there. But next to that was the strawberry. Next to that was the caramel. Now, the idea was options, not all of it, but I mean, like I said, I go all out. And then next to that was the whipped cream, right? Or the Cool Whip or whatever that is, the stuff you squirt out. Ready Whip. Yeah, Ready Whip. Just squirt that. I mean, I'm just piling that thing up as big as it can possibly get, as much as I can carry. And what I did not know that we had was a peanut butter, it was a Reese's syrup, okay? And you had to actually heat this up, so it was a little warm. I mean, we're talking chocolate and peanut butter. And then next to that was another caramel one. And I mean, I'm telling you, this thing was diabetes ready to happen. I mean, it was just a mess, but I loved it. I go all out when it comes to ice cream. And so, Brother Dave, just a little warning tonight when we go to Culver's or wherever we're going. I'm not going to go easy on you tonight. It's good going all out. This idea of just a little bit or just a dab will do it, just won't do it. Just won't. And let me say this tonight. When we say our God is a God of blessings, what we mean is our God is a God of many blessings. Psalm 68 verse 19 says this: Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. He's a God who loads us with blessings each and every single day of our lives. And all of us have much of which to be thankful for. And David here in this psalm, he's pouring his heart out to God. He's the writer. He's pouring his heart to God. And I love how the Lord uses him. I love how David is just passionate in this psalm. Yes, God inspires him. And I'll talk more about this when we get to it in the series, most likely. But I love how God inspires him and how God uses him here. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, right? It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, righteousness. So God inspires him to write these words. But at the same time, David is pouring his heart out to the Lord. This is a psalm from the heart of David to God, and he is expressing his passion. Can we say, in a sense, there's emotion going on here in what he's expressing to the Lord? And so while God is directing and while God is guiding, while God is inspiring David to write these words, at the same time, David is not just dictating words with no meaning and not understanding what he's writing here. He is literally pouring his heart out to God. And he's saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. This is from the heart of David in an expression of praise and worship to the Lord. And he is conveying a heart that is passionate. And God uses David not just to write the words, but he prepared him, he positioned him for this moment to pen the words. At the same time, God inspired David and all the other writers as well, but he prepared his heart for this moment. And God put these things on David's heart. God is working both of these things out. David's writing what God wants. He's inspired by God, and I believe in the preservation of God's word as well, and it's been preserved for all of eternity. But at the same time, David is writing exactly what God has placed on his heart. He's pouring his heart out to God. And I love it. I think it's beautiful. And that's how God works in his word here in Psalm 103. We have a very powerful message of scripture inspired by God, yet at the same time, David is pouring his heart out. Spurgeon said that Psalm 103 is the Monte Cristo of the Psalms. All of them are awesome. There are some, though, that just kind of stand out a little bit more, you know. And there are certain passages of Scripture that will stand out maybe a little more in your life at certain times of your life. All are inspired, right? But there are certain passages that will just kind of stand out, just kind of be a little more prominent, a little more obvious, a little more purposed in your life at that time in your life. No scripture is inferior to any other scripture. It's all inspired. It's all breathed by God. It's all the word of God. But it just kind of stands out a little bit. So I want you to look at Psalm 103, verse 1. David starts in verse 1 with these three words, bless the Lord. I remember in Bible college, when I got there in 1998, this is the 25th year at Parkland Bible College, and I remember 1998, showing up in Southwest Baptist Church there in this large auditorium. And I remember the choir opening with a song, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And then it goes on, he hath done great things, he hath done great things. He hath done great things, bless his holy name. Then they have a key change, and it goes up higher, and they are just belting it out with passion, and I loved it. I love it. I love the song that we sang on Sunday morning, talking about God and acknowledging God. And I couldn't help it. I broke out in tears. Just acknowledging who God is and how powerful God is. And just the words of that song. He is almighty, unchangeable God. Right? King of kings, Lord of lords, robed in majesty. I know I can't sing. Okay? Don't worry about it. I sing everywhere I go. I'm really good in the shower. And or in the car, I drive a bus on post, and after I drop the kids off the high school, there's six cameras right on me. I know they're recording everything, and I just belt it out. I don't care. And I just sing. I love it. But man, I mean, just this is what David is doing. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And I think about who God is. And we went through a series several months ago about the attributes of God. That was fun for me. It might not have been fun for you, but I enjoyed it. We talked about the omnipresence of God, the omniscience of God. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's everywhere. We talked about the immutability of God. He doesn't change, right? God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we talked about his justness and his righteousness and his goodness and his mercy and his love. And I mean, I don't even think we scratched the surface of it. But I think about how holy our God is. And I think about what Isaiah said, how he's high and lifted up. And Isaiah said, "Woe is me, for I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips." In Isaiah 63, Isaiah said that all our righteousnesses are as what? Filthy rags. And David said, "Bless the Lord. I, as a sinner, can bless the Lord." Think about that. David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And he kind of gives us an idea of the fact that we can bless the Lord and a little bit of how we can bless the Lord, because you might feel unworthy, and you are. You might feel like you're not worthy of honoring him or praising him or worshiping him. And there are some differences in those things. And yet you are unworthy. But God says we can. And I love it. And that's the heart. That's the approach we need to take as we enter into the series in the book of Psalms. I mean, Psalm 1:1. We began a Bible, little Bible study, a devotion a few days ago with our kids, Josiah, Levi, and Autumn. Very first word: "Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of God, nor standeth the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night." And you know, it's one chapter, it's six verses, but it took us 4 days to get through it. Yeah, family devotions, that's right. So imagine how long this series is going to take us. Amen? Don't worry. The Lord may come back before then. But we can bless the Lord. Notice the next three words. "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Spurgeon said this: "The very best singing is soul singing." I like soul singing. Soul singing, okay. But he's talking about singing from your heart. He's talking about all your capacity, all of your being. He's talking about everything that is within you, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. What he's saying here is this: with everything you've got, bless the Lord. With everything you've got, praise the Lord. He's worthy, isn't he? Does he deserve it? He does. How often do we come to church half-heartedly and we don't give it our all in our ministries? How often do we sing songs and we don't sing with our heart? We sing with our mouth, we sing with our tongue, but not with our heart. How often do we do something for the Lord? We read our Bibles and we're not into it. Here's the thing: he gave us our whole being. God gave us everything we are. And we ought to give it all to God. And everything we do for him, we ought to do, is what he's saying, with all of our capacity. All of our being, all that is within us. Oh, my soul. And David realized that. And here's what's happening: he's reaching deep within. He's stirring up his soul. He's letting God stir up his soul. And he is letting God uplift him, stir him up, reaching deep within. In verse 2, he says it again. Look at it. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Now, this isn't vain repetition. I believe that this isn't a result of David not really paying attention to the inspiration of God the first time, so he had to say it again. No, this is David saying from his heart, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Then he says it again in verse 2. Yeah, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He said it once, and then he said it again to confirm what he said the first time. Are you with me tonight? This is what's going on in David's heart. And he's saying, with everything I've got to bless the Lord. And he confirms it. I've got to bless the Lord. I've really got to bless the Lord with all my heart. And he goes on in verse 2 and he says, and forget not all his benefits. As he's writing this, he realizes all that God has done for him. And God had done a lot. And listen tonight, God has done a lot for you tonight, hasn't he? God has done a lot for you and for me. And he says, forgetting not all his benefits. That's important. Peter said, I stir you up by way of remembrance. It was important to remember things. And it's important to not forget the benefits of God in our lives. Pastor Tid used to always say that you remember the things that are important to you. Well, that's not necessarily true, because there's a lot of things that are important to me that I've forgotten in my life. And like my wife's birthday, okay? But she still loves me. She's still married to me today. But seriously, I mean, when we are talking about God's benefits in our lives, we are our own worst enemy oftentimes in the fact that we forget a lot of what God has done for us. Just try to stop and think about it. There are so many blessings that we've received of the Lord, all the benefits of God, and we've forgotten so many things. Our finite minds are incapable of remembering everything. It's why we have to remind ourselves to remember. We have to constantly bring back to memory the things God has done for us. There are so many things. If you're saved tonight, say amen. If that was all there was, that'd be more than enough. But yet God continues to bless us. And all of the blessings are for our good, and that's why it's important to remember them. And not only are they for our good, but they're for God's glory and honor. They're a gift from God. So David is saying, bless the Lord. And he goes through a general list, yet a powerful list, of what these benefits are. Look at verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Oh, come on. That right there is enough. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Praise God. I believe he started with the very most important benefit, the benefit that carries with it the most value. In fact, this, without this, the rest that he mentions, the rest that we have, he mentions forgiveness, he mentions healing, redemption, crowning, satisfaction. Those are all great benefits, and praise God for them all, but you can't have healing, redemption, crowning, satisfaction until you have this first one, and the first one is the forgiveness of God. And so he starts with the most important, the most valuable, the one that we have to remember, the one we've got to constantly bring to memory. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. That is a gift, and it's a gift when Jesus said, it is finished. That was an action that was done that carries with it results in the past, present, and future. It is something that continues and continues and continues to have with it benefits and blessings. And it's a continual forgiveness. And he forgives all our iniquities and all the things we've omitted, all the things we've committed. God has forgiven them all. How can we not have a desire to bless the Lord with all our soul? How can we not have a desire? Look at verse 3, who healeth all thy diseases. Here's another reason, another benefit. Everything is in God's control. You believe that tonight? I believe he's talking about physical health, of course, but again, this is David pouring his heart out here in Psalm 103. It's broken down into three different parts, okay? We've got verses 1 through 5. David is pouring his heart out, acknowledging God's mercy and grace upon his life. In verses 6 through 19, he's acknowledging God's mercy and grace upon all of creation. Verses 20 through 22, he's calling upon all of creation to bless the Lord with everything that they've got. So verses 1 through 5, this is David acknowledging God's grace and mercy upon his life. It's almost kind of like he's talking to himself a little bit. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And then he says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. And, And so he's acknowledging God's grace and mercy upon him personally for the forgiveness of iniquities, for the healing of diseases. And he's saying, I want to bless the Lord for that, praise the Lord for that. But he's not just talking about, it doesn't just apply to David. We've got to look at these verses and realize how good God is to us. Amen. And listen, I know that there's different levels of physical healing going on. Even in this crowd that we have tonight, there are some who physically might be at this level versus this level or whatever the case may be. But I was just talking to Brother David about it before the service started. I mean, we just got to be thankful for every breath that God gives us, because that's a blessing from God and it's more than what we deserve. It's more than what we deserve. And David is saying, thank God for that. We could also talk about spiritual healing as well. That was covered in the point before, forgiveth all thy iniquities. Verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Now, David could talk about some real things that happened in his life on earth that God had delivered him from, that God had worked miraculously. So many different stories that we love, and others I'm sure that we don't even know about. And God has done the same for us, for sure, and we ought to be thankful for that. But purchased and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ, we do not receive the condemnation that we deserve, because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And if you have accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, then you don't receive that destruction, that judgment. And it says in verse 4, this is awesome right here. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. This verse reminds me of that song, More Than Enough. I've done enough singing tonight, I'm not going to sing anymore, but More Than Enough was salvation. To do without all other blessings is sufficient. Just to have so much and more of these sayings from our dear Lord, to know that he saved me, listen, is more than enough. Just to know that he saved me is more than enough. And David's covered that, but here he comes to the Lord's loving kindness and tender mercies. I don't deserve salvation, let alone all of these other blessings in my life, but God has gone beyond salvation. God has gone beyond forgiving me of my iniquities. He has gone beyond saving me from the condemnation of hell to not only eternal life, but life more abundantly here on earth. And he's crowned me. It says, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. God is good. Amen. David's talking to himself, but he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. He explains all that God has done for him. Forgiveness, healing, redemption, crowning, and then an undeserved crowning. Somebody said this crown isn't made of gold and silver. It's studded with grace and mercy. It's lined with loving kindness. It's softened with tenderheartedness. Every single day of my life, God is constantly benefiting me with grace, with mercy, with loving kindness. He's tender, he's patient, he's long-suffering. So much that we don't deserve. Then in verse 5, it says this, he satisfieth my mouth with good things. We try so hard to satisfy ourselves. Mankind tries so hard to satisfy himself. They might look for it in work or in finances, marriage, in the dollar bill. Teenagers try to find it in popularity, school, sports, entertainment of this world, who try to find satisfaction and pleasure. Even in ministry, even in a church, we try to find satisfaction. We try to find acknowledgement. We try to find satisfaction in numbers, maybe. Or we try to find satisfaction in, we went soul winning. We had a group go soul winning tonight. And maybe we try to find satisfaction in whether or not somebody was saved. Or we try to find satisfaction in, we talked about it on Sunday morning, right? The Martha syndrome, and just trying to find satisfaction in doing and being busy. And Martha didn't choose that good part. Mary did. And we try to find satisfaction in so many different things. But let me just say this, that only God can satisfy completely. And he says, he satisfieth thy mouth with good things. We have so many blessings, so many benefits, so many good things given to us by God. And what God does is he fills us. And as he fills us with good things, how can we not say good things about the Lord? How can we not but praise the Lord? How can you not but bless his holy name? And when you start to realize all that God has done for you, hopefully after a quick review of some of these sayings, it's starting to get down into the deepest recesses of your heart and into your soul. And maybe you're starting to realize some of David's emotions here. When you actually stop and think about how good God is to us. And as God is inspiring him to pen these words, write this, David, at the same time, it's coming from the bowels of his heart. It's coming from the deepest part of him. And he's pouring his heart out on paper. God is a good God. God loads us with benefits daily. And here's just a few of them. And I don't think that many of these psalms, I don't think he wrote them with a dry eye. I think he poured his heart out. I think sometimes we talk about the things of God. We talk about how good God is or whatever. We might give a testimony and it's just half-hearted. It's just kind of a facade. It's just kind of what we are used to doing or what we've always done because we've grown up in church or we're familiar with Christianity or whatever the case may be. But this is somebody who passionately was grateful and thankful for what God had done for him. He's blessed me. He's healed me. He's crowned me. He's redeemed me. He's forgiven me. He satisfies my soul and my mouth with good things. And what a blessing that is. We go on and on and on about all these blessings and benefits, and we focus too much on the negative things. We focus too much on the difficulties and hard times. We focus too much. Who are we to come in and complain about petty things that don't really matter in light of eternity? When we get all caught up with differences and what he said, or they looked at me funny, or whatever the case may be, we need to realize all the blessings that God has given us. Don't forget those things. Don't forget. And when we realize them, all we can say is praise the Lord. All we can say is bless the Lord. I think David put it pretty well. He satisfieth my mouth with good things. Can you think about those good things tonight? Can you start focusing on those good things tonight? Be grateful. I'm grateful for the Word of God in church. I'm grateful for the hand of God, the power of God. I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for parents, for siblings, for children. Be thankful for privilege to serve Him, and don't forget the blessings of God. These aren't just David's benefits. They're my benefits and your benefits. We can, with all of our heart, all of our soul, all our capacity, with everything that is within us, bless the Lord. And then I want you to notice verse 5, what it says at the end there. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. You ever get to the place where you realize, I just need to be renewed? Life can get hard, can't it? Dave, how long have you been in ministry? How long have you been in ministry? 56 years. I imagine there's been times where he has needed renewal. And I'm not saying that just because he's a lot older than me. I imagine he needed it 20 years ago. I imagine he needed it 30 years ago. I imagine he needed it the first year in ministry. And it doesn't matter what age we are in here. We need renewal. We need to be renewed. We need that refreshment. We need that recharge in our lives. And this indicates, though, that David has aged a little bit here. He's saying, my youth has been renewed. He's been invigorated. He's reminded himself of all that God has done, and that he's got to bless the Lord with all his heart, and he's reaching down to the deepest recess of his soul, or God is, and he's remembering the forgiveness, crowning, healing, loving, kindness, satisfaction. And he is saying, my youth has been renewed. And listen, we can say with David, when we remember these things, and we stop, and we remember these things, and we can say with David, I've been renewed, I'm soaring with eagles, I'm mounting up with wings as eagles, and I'm able to be excited now about the things of God again. I'm able to be excited even on a Wednesday night after a hard day at work, and you're wore out and you're tired. It's been a tough week and been exhausting. We've been in over 100 degree temperatures lately. Praise God for the break. Amen. But you need that renewal. And there's a danger in getting dull and getting content and getting complacent. And David realized that, and he had to renew his spirit. And so he goes on in verses 6 through 8, and verse 12, verse 17. For sake of time, we're not going to read them, but he calls upon all of creation to bless the Lord. The Lord doesn't want to withhold anything from us. And let me say this. It's possible we don't serve with all we've got because we're not grateful. God didn't withhold anything from you. So don't withhold anything from him. Look at verse 20 through 22. Let's read this out loud and we're done. Would you stand with me? We'll begin in verse 20. If you'll just read it out loud, ready, begin. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Are you serving God with all you've got? Or is it half-hearted? Let's pray. Our God in heaven, Lord, we're grateful and thankful for your word. Lord, may we remember all that you've done for us, Lord, how you've worked in our hearts and how you've worked in our lives. And the benefits are unending. Just thank you for this simple reminder tonight. And we can get tired and weary, but we can come to you for rest and strength. You promised you'd give us rest. So, Lord, I pray that you'd help us, Lord, as we respond to your word tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.